Joining us now by phone, Larry Weber. Good morning.
Good morning, and how are you doing on
Excellent.
This beautiful January day?
Unseasonably warm still.
Yes. Well, actually, the temperatures have calmed down a bit, but we certainly did have a big bleep over the weekend or over the last couple days. We started out, since I last spoke, we started a new year, and we started out more of winterish. We actually had some below zero temperatures for a little while there. But then the old pattern started back in again of being warmer than normal and drier than normal, which is what the first week has been. And I guess Mother Nature says if we're going to get warmer than neighbor, we might as well really get warmer than normal because it just shot up. Recorded high on Wednesday was 48 degrees, which was record-setting, which broke the old record of 40. So I guess, you know, look at this. The records in Duluth go back 140 years, and breaking the record by not just 1 degree, but breaking it by 8 degrees is quite amazing. Also amazing was when it was. It happened at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And it happened with the south wind blowing up this way and bringing on the warm temperatures. That persisted overnight. And so yesterday, the recorded high was 45 degrees, and that's because it happened shortly after midnight.
Mm.
And then during the day, the temperatures continued to go down. But we still had considerably warmer than normal as of last night. We did get some light dusting of snow. And what that did is that made this morning feel a little bit more like a January morning when I was out on my walk. We had clouds, we had 20 degrees, and a little dusting of snow, which is kind of a neat way to begin the day in January. Other things of note, we had perihelion the day before yesterday. That is the time of which we are closest to the sun in our annual trip around the sun. And it usually hits a little bit earlier in the year. Usually it's somewhere around the second or third, but this year it happened to be the fifth. And I consider that as being Mother Nature's way of saying Happy New Year, because we are, you know, closest to the sun. We make an entire orbit, and we come back to being closest to the sun. So it's just a pretty good time to start off the new year. We also began the time of the earlier sunrises. All this time, the sunrises have continually getting later. Well, now they're starting to get earlier. And then you add to that the fact that the sun sets are getting later, and we have days now about 20 minutes longer than they were about the time of the solstice. So we are certainly getting longer days. We will notice it a good deal more as we go through the next couple of weeks. In addition to that, I hope you've had a chance to get out on these clear nights. If not every night has been clear, but we've had several clear nights, and the moon is just spectacular in January. I just love the full moon of January, especially when we have a snow cover. It is so bright, you don't need any kind of lights. You can go out and hike and cross-country ski and whatever you wish, and plenty of light. The only downside is that it's usually so extremely cold when it's clear in the winter like that. Well, this week we had the bright light of the waxing gibbous moon, not quite yet full. The full moon will come on tomorrow night going into Monday, but it's still very bright. And then in addition to that, we have a couple of planets that have been very bright. In the west, Venus is just spectacular right now, and it'll continue to be that way for a while. And Jupiter pretty much overhead now, has been with us for a pretty long time, and it will most likely continue to be with us for a pretty long time. So we'll see how it is clearing right now tonight. Right at this moment, though, we do have clouds. Also, in the world of birds, I think I mentioned before that I find changes that go on the bird feeders once we get to the first of the year. I think what's going on is a lot of the birds that are out there that have not been coming to bird feeders have been finding plenty of food elsewhere. And they start watching the other birds, and they start seeing that there is food at the feeders. And almost every year, if we're going to have redpolls at all, that's when they show up, is after the first of the year. Well, sure enough, this week a couple of redpolls showed up. The big flocks, not yet. Last year I didn't have flocks until February, so that might be the similar thing for this year. However, we did have a couple, and then yesterday we had a few goldfinches come by, too. So the birds on the bird feeders have not been new. numerous. They're never numerous when the weather is mild, but there certainly has been a little more variety than I was expecting. I talked also about the lack of snow. What is that going to do to the wildlife? You know, there are people who are talking about what's it going to do to our own life, but I would like to see what it's going to do to the wildlife. There are some animals that pretty much depend on a snow cover. I'm thinking in terms of the small mice, the meadow voles. They tunnel through the snow for much of the winter, and if we get a good snow cover like we had last year by this date, we had over 50 inches of snow that had fallen. Not all of it on the ground at the time, but over 50 that had fallen. About 15 inches on the ground. And by this time this year, we have maybe 12 inches. So when you have a big letdown like that, the critters count on having snow. They tunnel underneath it. Well, what's it mean if they don't have snow? Well, it means they're more going to be exposed. Populations of voles are usually high that they can afford being predated on. But other critters are going to take advantage of it. So that's one we're going to see. The other rough grouse is another one I get concerned about because they bury themselves in snow. And once again, that blanket of snow is pretty important for them. Whether they're going to get by or not, that's hard to say. I would say with the mild temperatures, they're going to handle it fine. They're going to just go into the leaves and under spruces, and they'll do just fine. But if we start getting real cold now with a small amount of snow cover, then we're talking other things. We're talking about those that are underground in hibernation being affected, too. But at this point, I don't think so. Another thing of note is during my walk this morning, I saw raccoon tracks. I've been seeing them pretty much every day lately, and that is really unusual for January. This is a good sign of what happens when you have mild temperatures. Raccoons are not hibernators, but what they do is they sleep through the coldest times, maybe for a couple of weeks. We don't usually see them in January. So far this month, I've been seeing them virtually every day because of the mild temperatures. And though I haven't seen them or smelled them, I assume skunks are out there, too, doing some movement pretty much also because of the mild temperatures. So, you know, mild winters are not my favorite, but when Mother Nature closes down something, she opens up something else. And so there's still plenty to see. So have a good week. Get out there and enjoy it.
Thank you, Larry.
Sure, bye.
All right, bye-bye. That's Larry Weber. He joins us every Saturday morning right around 9:30. Larry is a recently retired high school science teacher, and he's taught graduate school as well. He was twice awarded named Science Teacher of the Year. And like I said, he joins us every Saturday morning. Rain or shine, holiday or not, what a guy.